Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The introductory press conference has been made. Opening remarks have been shared. Radio interviews have been broadcast. The hay is out of the barn. The toothpaste is out of the tube. The genie's out of the bottle. Mike Vrabel is the next coach of the New England Patriots. There is a renewed sense of purpose, of energy, optimism, and excitement in the air swirling around Gillette Stadium and all throughout Pats Nation. So, as Axl Rose once famously asked, where do we go? Where do we go from here? What's next with Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots? That's right, Andy Hart. We go nowhere but up as we bring you another edition of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. We got the band back together for a change. That's right. From WEEI Afternoons, it's Andy Jumbo Hart. And from wherever else they put me on the radio station, your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens. All right, Andy, just your general feel right now before we get into how Vrabe sounded this morning on the Greg Hill show and some of the things he said that have resonated mostly in a positive capacity thus far. Just your general feeling of the presser and how things have gone in the first almost now 24 hours of Mike Vrabel as the 16th coach of the Patriots.
So I think I can, and this is a rarity, I think I can speak for Patriot Nation. I don't know anyone who feels the Patriots didn't take a step forward yesterday. How far? How great? Can you get back to Super Bowls? Whatever. I don't know. But I think everybody agrees stability, credibility, accountability, all the itties have been all brought to.
So many itties.
But not Diddy. All the itties
No.
No Diddy at
no,
this
the
point.
Only Diddy
this is not a Diddy party.
No, the only Diddy is going to be after Mike Vrabel says something controversial or puts somebody in their corner. Someone's going to go, did he really just do that? And we're going to be like, yeah, he did.
But other than that, I think everybody feels better that maybe we've bottomed out, you know, back-to-back 4-win seasons, whatever this, you know, if Gerard Mayo was the cleanser, a term in the radio industry where you cleanse the audience before bringing the stability of the next show you really want to build around, whatever. And I thought that was on full display yesterday, whether it was Mike Vrabel's press conference, whether it was some of the one-on-ones he did with the Mike Reeses and the Tom Currens of the world or the PU crew down at Patriots.com. Mm-hmm. Awkward hugs, by the way. I don't know that I would have hugged Mike Vrabel. That would have, I'm not really a hugger.
Wait, hold on. I know you're not a big hugger.
Not a big hugger.
Nope. Quick question. Who went in for the hug with Vrabel?
The PU crew all hugged him when he walked on set to do like a 15-minute hit on their show. And
including Deuce?
Deuce, Fred, and the one I saw was Paul, who
get out of here.
Paul Perillo.
That's okay. That's a moment that shall live in infamy.
Absolutely. Well, and he, Vrabel took a little pot shot. He said something, obviously, in reference to Paul and Fred, of like, what is this, Shady Acres or something? Retirement home? Which was good. I loved it.
That's what we have needed that so 100%. Badly. I love the fact that, like, he was busting Wiggy's balls. He was busting Fourier's balls. He was busting Greg's balls this morning.
You got to do this every Monday. He's like, you haven't seen my contract. I don't have to do anything.
You know, talking about kicking his ass on the golf course and, you know, Wiggy looks 65 and all this stuff. It was just like, oh my God, the things that we love about how we as fans relate to each other, the way you and I relate to each other, the way that we're supposed to go. It's supposed to be friendly ball bust. Like, that's absolutely the nature of football fandom and sporting fan engagement. And it's back.
But with a focus on, I don't want to say doing your job, because I feel like that was tied to the coach two coaches ago. But with a focus on, there's a lot of important work to be done. And this is serious business. And there is pressure and all of that. Andy, why you got to make fun of everyone? We just said that here, Jack Wagon, Mary Beth Campbell Ballon.
You called Mary Beth Campbell Ballon a Jack Wagon just before?
That's the world we live in. We bust balls. I'm sorry.
We're busting balls. Like, we're having fun. It's okay.
World. That's the sports world.
We're it's busting footballs. Nature. By it's the way, me. Andy, my new tagline, for the way, relax, would you? This is also
got me in a mood.
You're in a mood.
I was in a very good mood until Mary Campbell Ballon got involved.
As you all know, when we record most frequently, do the Six Rings podcast, we live stream them as we record so we can engage with our favorite fans, the Foxborough faithful, on the social media platforms of Fitzy, GFY, and WEEI. And then we share it, of course, on Spotify, the Odyssey app, Apple Pods, and more. Los, our friend Los Talks Pats, the best aggregator in the biz. He says the vibes are up and there's no denying.
You can't. I haven't heard one person. Now, some people didn't think Vrabel was the best job or the best process or all of that. But I think everybody agrees you got an upgrade. And I keep saying you got the modern Hardo. That's kind of how I'm describing him. Because
contemporary Hardo, yes.
And I love the Hardo aspect of it. Everybody knows I'm Andy Hardo. With a T or a D, it's me. But also, he was doing some of the Gerard Mayo lingo stuff about creating relationships and listening to people to listen, not to respond, or whatever he said, to understand, not to respond, and all those various things. Like, so there's a new aginess to him that I think he's picked up along the way because, well, it's 2025. It's not 2003, and he's Mike Vrabel in 2025. He's not Bill Belichick in 2003. So, yeah, I'm all in. And, you know, I was always in a mood dating back to the PF. No, that's not true. That's not true.
That means that MCB has been a fan for a while. So just move along.
Ballon. She doesn't know whether the ballon is puffed or stuffed. Well, just kidding, Mary.
So I want to share this audio from this morning. One of the things, he was on the Greg Hill show this morning. Great interview, great chat, busting chops with the crew. Like we were talking about, the vibes are up. We're so back. We'll get into a couple of specifics here on the pod in just a moment. But one of the big things, I'm sure you spoke of it yesterday. I had to talk about it last night on the radio. It's still like, for some reason, it's a bit of a sticking point with people. This fear that the Crafts are going to subvert Mike Vrabel in some ways, take away his power, neuter him to a degree, and make him have to like listen to more than just try to work cooperatively with Elliot Wolf. We've heard Elliot Wolf's names a million times and then some. So Greg kind of got right down to asking him about his comfort level with the operational setup. Here was his response.
So are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with this arrangement?
Where absolutely. It's kind of beyond like comfortable. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. And I think that through the conversations and the interview process and the conversations over the weekend with Elliot and with Robert and Jonathan and just trying to put a roster together in a program. That to me, that's the biggest thing. I want to try to put a program around our coaches, our support staff, our personnel department, our players most especially, that people want to be a part of, that they're proud of, that they invest time and energy in, and we can start to see results, you know, beginning here in the off season when we don't have the players, and then when we have the players in April, that these guys are like, okay, I feel like what we're doing is going to help me We don't want to waste anybody's time, especially the players' time. So this is all very important.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Important to me, and it's all very calculated after having...
And did anyone else need to hear anything else? Like, he wouldn't be here if he wasn't comfortable with the setup, the arrangement, and the inner workings of the personnel department and how much power he's going to be. He's telling you about restoring prominence, respect, toughness, putting together a program to get the most out of his players. Like, I mean, if there was a book called Winning the Fans Back for Dummies, Mike Vrabel may have been the author, dude.
Yeah, now, but I would say the opportunity was there. It was a big hole for him to hit if he were a running back because of what the last year has been. I mean, just think back to Gerard Mayo's press conference with all the thunder and everybody's like, okay, this is kind of uncomfortable. That was a cute story for a minute. And now you're making me uncomfortable and, you know, racism. And you have to see race if you're going to ignite. Like, there was just a lot to last press conference that wasn't here. Even I thought it was a good idea to kind of exit stage left, Robert, and just let Mike Vrabel take to the podium, take to the microphone, and start the process. And that's my biggest takeaway is you have one man, one voice, one face again. That's Mike Vrabel. He is the head of the New England Patriots football operation. And yes, I include him being overseer of personnel. My takeaway is Mike Vrabel has final say on personnel. I think he's willing to work with Wolf and collab and all that crap. But when push comes to shove, he's the big guy in the room who'll be shoving the hardest. Like he's gonna have that say.
Push is gonna come to shove and shove and push are both going to go, yeah, we probably shouldn't get on the wrong side of Vrabel.
Nope. And that's what I love. Like, it's great to be open-minded and listen like 95% of the time. And then there's 5% of the time where he has to turn into all of our parents who said, because I said so. And when he says, because I said so, you put your damn head down, you turn around and you walk back into your room and you do whatever they told you to do. Right. Like, that's not all the time, all the time, but
couldn't agree more.
Why do I need a makeover?
I don't know. Don't listen to, but don't get caught in the comments. This is not a good sign.
And by the way, I showed up like this on purpose. I'm a method actor. We're introducing the ultimate hardo head coach. So to me, the ultimate hardo move was unshaven, straight from the gym in a hoodie that's dripping with sweat after I did a workout and a run. Yeah. Dan Campbell would be proud.
Now he's
a little caffeine. Where's my lucky energy drink?
Give me my 220-ounce Venti's black, shot espresso. In each one of those,
I would have a heart attack if I did, but I appreciate the fact again.
Oh, he might too.
Here's the thing. Wait, here's the thing. As people try to, and those ridiculous Detroit Lions comparisons, you could always want the New England Patriots to aspire to what the Lions were able to accomplish over the course of a 3-year rebuild and turnaround, but do not compare organizations. That said, one of the things we love and appreciate about
real quick though, if I'm going to aspire to something, don't I want to aspire to someone who has a ring?
No, aspire to actually being like 15. I'll aspire to 15-2 all day and all night, twice on Sunday. Please, yes, and thank you.
I don't know. The Vikings, the Cowboys, you, the Packers.
Andy, both
they win
of us
a lot
knew,
of regular season
you
games.
Talk about Jared Goff being a pile of puppy poo, right? Who's a bigger pile of puppy poo and QB goo than Sam Darnold? I have not seen somebody, honestly, not since He's Jake Delhomme. No, not since Jake Delhomme threw 6 interceptions on a Saturday night against the Arizona Cardinals 15 years ago in the postseason. Have I seen someone swear word coming in 3-2-1 shit the bed so hard that they were singularly responsible for the loss of a football team in the playoffs?
Darnold, Justin Herbert doing? He didn't have a great weekend.
No, Sam Darnold was god awful against the Lions, and he was even worse Monday night against the Rams.
He's Sam Darnold. He's a journeyman quarterback.
He just cost him and his agent $200 million.
The flip side of that is he saved somebody from a career-ending mistake. He would have ended some GM's career.
Oh, no. A lot of people would like, you know, you say like, oh, that'll feed families. Like, oh, no, he would have cost a lot of people their jobs.
Did you even see Kevin O'Connell's comments, which were like, you know, he's done a lot this year that'll serve him well in the future. It was basically a see ya, Sam. Thanks for your contributions to the organization this year when we needed you. But go about your business.
Yep. I know. Here's a good point. Nancy Jean Peck watching live on Facebook in the latest 6 rings. Haven't heard one person say a bad word about Vrabel. Even Bill Belichick likes him. Now, that was a two-prong comment from Belichick. One, I've always respected Mike, great player, knew he was going to be a great coach, and that MF-er beat me in Tom Brady's final playoff game with the Patriots, so much respect, even though he probably wanted to be petty about it. And two, free shots at Mayo without even having to mention Gerard's name. 110 million percent.
Absolutely. And Bill's pettiness is just, mwah, love it sometimes.
Speaking, a lot of people are asking in the comments, and of course, we wanted to get to the talk of the coordinator search. They asked him about it this morning on the radio. It was mentioned yesterday as well.
Did you hear when he said Josh was interviewing today?
Oh, no, really?
No, he didn't really say it, but that's how I took it. He said Josh is on the list and will be interviewing a couple guys today. I have to assume the guy that lives down the street will be one of those guys.
I hope he gets the gig just so he'll hop on 6 rings and talk to us about what it's like to come back. I would absolutely love to. But for those that are wondering, like, what would it be like if Josh McDaniels worked with Drake May? Is he familiar with him at all? Blah, blah. Here's a nice little clip from just at the end of preseason before the start of that disastrous 2024 Patriots season of Josh McDaniels speaking with Bubs on the Games with Names podcast, specifically about Drake May.
Have you watched a little bit of May, Drake May?
I have.
What do you think about him?
I didn't get to see a ton of him in the spring.
Yeah.
But he's obviously got great size, really athletic. I don't know where he'll fit in the whole, like, you know, the style he'll play with.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how that develops. Like, is he going to be a little bit of a runner like Josh Allen was in Buffalo? I don't think he's quite as big as Josh is, but, like, you know, guys like that have those kind of attributes, you can use them to run the football too, you know? And so I don't think we've seen all that yet in the preseason, but I'm interested to see when he plays, if he becomes a little bit more of a dual threat guy, or if he's just a pocket passer and a big, tall, strong guy in the pocket. But the game.
As we saw in the 12 games he started this past season, he is a dual threat, and that needs to be unlocked. And we need to find someone who can do just that. I think Josh McDaniels would be perfect for the job. And I do love, Andy, what a focus Mike Vrabel in his introductory pressers has put on two things. One, obviously, without coming out and saying the offensive line here is trash, everyone should be ashamed of what they put together, and I'm going to fix it ASAMFP. That's pretty much what he's said through thinly veiled comments. And two, talking about, like, quarterback accountability, making sure that, you know, don't throw the ball 50 times unless you're Tom Brady. Throwing it 50 times means you only win 22% of your games. He recounted that stat this morning. We need to be smarter about it. We can't turn the ball over. Like, they're like, again, you talked about the itties early on in the podcast. I think accountability is priority numero uno as he puts together his program in Foxborough.
Absolutely. And I thought, even sort of extending that to the organization, when he said, we're going to give everybody in the organization what they need to do their jobs to support the players. And guess what? If we fully support the players and they fail, then it's not on us. it's on them, right? You take away the excuses. If we give them everything from freaking protein shakes to the best cleats to the best massage and they fail, then it's a them problem, not an us problem. He's going to build, and you look, you think back to those surveys and the support system and the organization in terms of training rooms and every, you know, daycare, that's all going to be fixed. Mike Vrabel is going to continue that, extend that, and expand that. And therefore, when Jelani Tavai fails, I don't know why I would pick him, but let's just use an example. Jelani Tavai fails, it's a Jelani Tavai problem, and you're out the door, and we're done with you. So, yeah, I think accountability is at the top of his list, and that's where I get back to that blend of Belichickian old school hardo coach with not Mayo, but modern new school coach that it seems like Vrabel wants to be. Like he even said that thing yesterday in the press conference about if a guy's late and it's quite clear, like he's frazzled, he's stressed, he's dealing with something, he's like, yeah, we'll give him a half hour to deal with that. Get your freaking mind right so we can get to work. And I understand we all have issues at home. We all have outside pulls. But get those fixed so that we can waste a half hour and not 7 hours when you're thinking about it all day long instead of thinking about the blitz package we're going to install to beat the Browns this week. I think he's got a really good handle on what a modern – he's a player's coach. Mm-hmm. I know we labeled the last guy a player's coach and the guy before him was not a player's coach. To me, Mike Vrabel is still a player's coach, but a player's coach who's going to hold people accountable, to get back to that word that you used.
David Tressel watching live right now on Facebook. Will Vrabel be successful in revitalizing the identity and culture it seems that Mayo stripped away? I say we bring back Do Your Job.
No.
We're bringing that shit back. No, but here's the thing. This, we can debate this all offseason long. Do your job, like just win, baby, is the motto of the Raiders. Do your job in perpetuity should be the motto of the New England Patriots because
how many of the Raiders won lately?
It doesn't matter. That's
sometimes you need to update things, buff things up, get a little new feng shui. My whole thing now, shui, Andy, whatever the hell that is.
Make New England do their job again. That's our new mantra. Yes.
Make New England do. There's a lot of letters.
I know, but like it's a big hat. It's got a lot going on. It's gonna be one of those like oversized caps you see like Brian Robinson wearing in a
Manedja?
Presser.
Manedja?
Make New England do their job. Hey, we're workshopping people, all right? It's just
New England do their job again.
Manedja. Right, well, Manedja. Get the Manedja hat. Print them, baby.
We're a bunch of Manedjas over here.
Wouldn't buy too many.
Yeah, no, just a couple maybe. Although Ready, Willing, and Vrabel is going to take off, thanks to you and me and others.
Mostly me.
All right. And also, I mean.
I was thinking about that.
Go ahead.
Is it good or bad? I think good, but we'll see. Is it good or bad that I do believe Vrabel is the face of the Patriots again? Or do you want the face of the Patriots to be Drake May and Christian Gonzalez? Who should be the face of the Patriots? Like, which is a better path to success? Like, I would argue Josh Allen is the face of the Buffalo Bills.
Josh Allen is the face of the Buffalo Bills, the AFC East, and he's on the Rushmore of the AFC. Maybe the NFL with Mahomes, Lamar. Let's quick exercise. Who's on the Rushmore right now of the NFL? Josh Allen.
Right now?
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. And who's the fourth?
Saquon Barkley.
Over Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Lions might need to be heard from.
Well, those pussycats need to win something.
Whoa!
And then you're like, wait a minute. What's Saquon won? He won a playoff game. And he freaking slid down and may have cost lots of people parlays.
I could have used that touchdown, by the way. Worst parlay weekend of my life. Lost every.
Really? Mine might have been my best.
How?
I was doing dumb stuff and I won, which makes it worse. But I was like on my FanDuel app in the fourth quarter, like, yeah, Baker Mayfield, Daniels, they'll have 40 yards. Mike Evans will have to. I was doing live betting parlays and kicking the living crap out of them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, FanDuel just notified me that they're going to build a memorial with like a small reflective pool right outside of my house to.
Well, they needed you. They lost like $1 billion this year because all the favorites won and the touchdown.
Yeah, it was a bad year for them.
That.
I got myrtalized.
I'm sure they'll be okay in the long run.
Anyway, that was my thought on like a contemporary Rushmore. But Josh Allen, face of the Bills, face of the AFC, is one of the faces of the AFC at large. Who would I do? I would, I'm not putting, I think it's right now, it's like a two-headed monster. You know, like there used to be those Star Wars posters that came out and it would be like Darth Vader at the top. And then you'd see like a Han Solo, a Luke Skywalker, a Stormtrooper. Like I'd put my buddy Jason Boucher is an artist and he did a poster for the Patriots programs and home games this year. And he's already done some artwork, very Star Wars poster-esque, where it's like Vrabel up top, then a big Drake May, Gonzo, and Robert Kraft. Like, I think it needs to be like a group photo right now as they reestablish the whole general identity of the team. You know,
agreed. Long term, I kind of want it to be Drake May because I think, as you noted, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I mean, the Bengals, Joe Burrow. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league. It's a quarterback-face league. And I think if players are fully invested in Drake May, the way modern football is played, that's probably a good thing. But whatever it is, I think Vrabel is going to be a force, is going to be a strong presence in his press conferences in Patriot Nation. I like that I feel like they have one voice again. I don't think Elliott Wolf is on equal footing with Mike Vrabel. I don't think anybody's on equal footing with Mike Vrabel, other than maybe Robert and Jonathan, you know, because they're the owners and they can fire him and all that. But if you're doing a depth chart or a hierarchy of the Patriots right now, it's Crafts and then Vrabel is next. And I don't think anyone will question that. And I think Arcan and I on the afternoon show did this yesterday. The NFL is still a world where dictatorships are the proven way to do business. You need hard-o dictators. You need one voice. You need one face. That is how you get culture and consistency and all of. You can't be listening to Gerard Mayo's press conference on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, Alex Van Pelt kind of counters that, and you're like, wait a minute, who should I listen to? That whole thing.
There were so many times the stoplight at the five-way was out, and they would all like, absolutely. No, you go. Nope. Like, no incidental apologizing and contradicting. Own your spot. And I'm with you. A lot of times I think in terms of, you know, writing a book, writing a screenplay, making a movie, I don't need 17 different people's input on the storyline. Pick one voice to tell the story, and then you find the people that are going to support that story in its production. But otherwise, if you have, like, it's the classic too many chefs spoil the freaking soup, broth, dinner, meal, whatever the hell you want to say.
You landed that great.
And listen, is everyone still alive? Yes. We'll give out some souvenirs and complimentary vouchers inside the airport.
That's like that classic, hey, thanks, Captain. Great landing. Next time, use your hands, please.
last question. Okay. Over the weekend, a book went from like 500,000th on Amazon to number one on the top selling list. It's Jim Murphy's Inner Excellence, which is what A.J. Brown was spotted reading on the sidelines as he was not as involved in the game script of the Eagles' 22-10 victory over the Packers. Really frustrating game to watch, by the way. Not a thrilling game, not a great conclusion.
Should have been a fun game, wasn't a fun game.
It was really more, as someone said, more mild card weekend than it was wild card weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But other divisional round weekend.
Other than the kicker.
Commanders, Lions, freaking OCD Gonzalez.
I feel bad, and I'm not mocking him. I know
it's fine.
Serious condition, but
it's fine. Hey, he nailed the kick.
Did you say he nailed the kick?
He made the kick.
He made the kick.
He made the kick.
He nailed the upright.
And he gave Mike Tirico the chance to say a doink for the divisional. Like, that was great.
Absolutely.
Tirico, by the way, phenomenal season. Cannot wait.
I wouldn't put that kicker out there again and feel good about it.
Lions, Lions Commanders should be a blast. And Sunday night's game, everyone clear your schedules because Ravens at Bills should be, Ravens at Williams should be awesome.
If Daddy's out raking the leaves, call him. This one's going to be a dandy.
So the question is this. If A.J. Brown is not involved, he's been frustrated this season.
No, we're not. What are you doing?
Why wouldn't you trade for A.J. Brown?
I would. Why would they trade him?
Because he's not happy. What if he tries to... after the season, what if he tries to proverbially shoot his way out of town?
What if he catches six passes for 170 yards and two touchdowns this week?
Great. Then
he's
been the
centerpiece of their passing game this year. They just gave him an extension. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a game, and Vrabel even alluded to this on one of the interviews I listened to. Might have been the Greg Hill show, whatever.
He talked about how much he loves AJ this morning.
But he also said something that he's like, done a great job centering his energy. Like, he basically insinuated this guy's a diva receiver. He's a, you know, like so many of them are. They're tough to deal with. They want the ball. They're strong personalities. And that can change like this. Those types of receivers can go from hating their quarterback to loving their quarterback overnight, literally overnight. And you know, good for him if he found a way to read some book that keeps him from popping off or yelling at Jalen Hurts or whatever. If he becomes available, would I trade for him? In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. And that would solve the number one target receiver thing.
Absolutely. He'd
finally make it to the Patriots. It was overdue for Mike Vrabel to take over as HC of the NEP. A.J. Brown has always wanted to be number one WR of the NEP. He's still bummed out about that faux pas 6 years ago. You could right so many wrongs with one trade. I'm saying right now, more than T. Higgins, more than DK Metcalf, getting A.J. Brown to New England would be awesome, and I think he would crush with Drake May.
He's not available.
If
we're just going to dream, then I'm dreaming higher. I'm going Ja'Marr Chase. If we're just going to dream.
All right. I think my dream is more realistic, but we'll just leave it at
Ja'Marr
that.
Ja'Marr Chase doesn't have a contract, so mine might be more realistic of the two dreams that aren't realistic.
And the Bengals are cheap as hell, and I would still I'd spend $40 million a year on them as an introductory offer.
These are both as realistic as a blow-up doll. I mean, they're not realistic at all.
All right. Well, on the blow-up doll line, we'll have to wrap it for today,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, I do need to shower.
Okay, you do have to go do your professional radio show.
I might want to shower.
All right. Enough about you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the latest Six Rings and Football Things podcast. We just wanted to check in.
These are going
to
be more fun moving forward, by the way.
It's all more fun now.
Fun is back. Everything is more fun. Winning is back. Credibility is back. Six Rings is back. That lull of the Mayo era is over, bitches. This is all football, all rebound. And I'm saying it now. If they're even somewhat successful this offseason, we will be doing important Six Rings podcasts in December, talking about important games, talking about paths to the postseason, paths to the wild card weekend, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm feeling good.
The only draft talk we're going to do now is to help Mike Vrabel set up a new offensive line and put the team in place that he needs to. After that, no more draft talk until it's actually draft season. I ain't doing any draft shows in November and December, MFers. No, I'm talking about this team, the multiple paths, and how much fun it's going to be in Foxborough as we make New England do their jobs again. Good job by you. Whatever.
It's the great Indian word. It means
dynasty. That's enough. We're not canceled yet. Please, thank you. That's Jumbo Hart from WEI Afternoons. Give him a follow at Jumbo Hart. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens at Fitzy GFY saying thank you very much for joining the latest and always greatest Six Rings and Football Things. We'll be back soon with more talk. Maybe we'll get some former players on to talk about Mike Vrabel sometime soon. Wouldn't that be fun? But until then, keep your chins up. Get excited, folks. Do your jobs again. Have fun. And as always, thanks for listening. Go Pats.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.